All right, guys, here we go. It is time to do the mission. I'm going to exit.
3D velocity.
Well, let's just
sleep mode on.
Do that.
Sound description. Exit. Start a new game.
All right, now let's go ahead.
Racing death training mission mode.
Let's go ahead and go through the mission mode. Now, there's going to be a very lengthy cutscene, so I will sit back and let it play. And actually, maybe what I should do, that way there are no interruptions, is just unplug the microphone. So I think I will do that, and I will let this play, and I will be back once we are ready to go. So, until then, let's see, well, where am I?
Auto mission mode.
All right, so until then, I will be back. So you guys just listen to this, and here we go.
Several years ago, a report arrived on my desk, informing me that our country's liberty was at stake. A madman by the name of James Brutus was attempting to create an army of clones. I decided to send in one of my best agents, a man I'd worked with for years. Private Echo? Please inform Agent Bajani that I will see him now.
Yes, Captain.
Thank you. Good morning, Agent Bajani. Have a seat. I recently received word from some of my operatives that a scientist by the name of James Brutus is attempting to create an army of clones.
How far has he come into that mission, sir?
Good question. I have ordered several flybys over his labs. According to our infrared thermal sensors, there are approximately 500,000 clones currently within his organization.
Wait, 500,000?
Yes. We can't exactly pinpoint when he began this evil venture. But from what we can gather, he has managed to amass an army of 500,000 clones in very little time.
I would presume that you want me to shut down the operation?
Yes. You are to stop this madman and use any means necessary to accomplish your objective.
How much time do I have?
You're leaving immediately. This is a time-sensitive hit. The longer we wait, the larger his troop base becomes. You'll be briefed along the way. Agent Bajani, good luck. We're counting on you.
The cloning malice project started by James Brutus had to be stopped. Captain Chase selected me to infiltrate his base and shut down his plan for world domination. Codenamed Operation Treasure Hunt, the mission was on the path to failure from the start. My briefer was an anonymous government official. Knowing his name was beyond my pay grade. I got the impression that my life meant nothing to this man. He sent me into Brutus' laboratory without any concern for my survival. In the end, it was Julius' need for information that kept me alive. I was handed off to this man after meeting with Captain Chase. Once I had gained access to the heart of Brutus' laboratory, I was able to erase all of his research and destroy all of his equipment. All that was left to do was escape. Unfortunately, things didn't work out the way I'd planned. The chopper sent to collect me was brought down, but the rescue mission was also a flop. Captain, the chopper's down. I repeat, the chopper is down.
Holy shit. Munawar, take cover. Repeat, take cover.
Roger.
fuck!
Warning, door sequence.
This is Chase. We've homed in on your signal. A second chopper is on the way. Estimated time of arrival is 2 minutes. Keep your guard up.
Copy that.
I'm sorry, Agent Bajani, but the chopper will be leaving without you. Master Julius has plans for you. We're going on a little trip together.
It's a trap.
Moonawar, do you copy? Moonawar, what's your status?
It's lucky for you that my master wants you in one piece. Master Julius, I have done as you have commanded. Here's the agent.
Well done, Beta 9. Place him in the jeep. Thank you, Beta 9. You have served me well.
Master?
It is imperative that I survive. You, however, are expendable. Now then, Agent Bajani, you and I are getting out of here. Right after I give you a little shot in the arm.
What the hell are you going to do to me?
Nothing. This is just a little anesthetic to help you sleep. This will only hurt a little. What comes next, more so.
We scanned the wreckage, sir, but found no survivors. I'm afraid Agent Bajani is dead. The odds of him surviving the blast are negligible.
Perhaps you're right, but I'm not prepared to declare him dead. For now, he's missing in action.
That psychopath would not kill a high-ranking agent, especially if that agent could provide him with valuable information. No, Munor is out there somewhere, and I intend to bring him back. Craig Joel Chase does not leave a good man behind.
Sir?
That will be all for now, soldier.
Yes, sir.
Over the next 5 years, I began to place my specially trained operatives throughout every branch of the armed services. I knew that Operation Storm Falcon would need eyes and ears everywhere, and hopefully, those eyes would bring any promising people to my attention. Fortunately, my plan paid off. Just 3 years after the plan had been put into motion, I received an email from one of my operatives within the Air Force. The email spoke of a young pilot who had become a flying ace with very little effort. The amount of successful missions under his belt and the number of hours he had logged while flying reminded me of a young man I had once served with in Afghanistan. I scanned the email for his name. Sure enough, it was the same person I had served with. I knew that acting too soon would be a mistake. Therefore, I filed away the information I had received about the young pilot, and informed my operative within the Air Force to keep a close eye on him. Only when the time was right would I make the call. Over the next 2 years, I instructed my agents to continue to gather information on the new Brutus. Eventually, my agents had gathered up all of the information they could about this Julius Brutus. I knew that the time was right. We would strike at the very heart of Brutus's empire, and my old comrade, Munawar, would finally be brought back home. However, before we could proceed, I knew that I would need somebody that I trusted to spearhead the operation. I knew that it was time to offer Lieutenant Woods a position within Operation Storm Falcon. Hello, I would like to speak to the commanding officer, please.
Yes?
Williams, this is Chase. How's Hammerhead?
Hammerhead is doing great. How's Avarice?
Avarice is adjusting fine. This completed the code sequence. Listen up. I need something from you.
Go ahead.
One of your pilots, Orion is his call sign. I've obtained authorization from the President to transfer him to my command. He's no longer yours.
Yes, I got the memo. I've cleared it. The President was in touch with me before you called.
Do me a favor. Inform him that he will be contacted by one of my people, and that he is to do exactly what they say.
Baby. Baby, answer your cell.
Oh, son of a bitch. Who the hell is this? It's 2 a.m.
I cannot divulge that information, but I am a friend.
I've heard that before. Goodbye.
I understand that you were recently informed that you would be contacted regarding a new position within the Air Force. Is this correct?
Okay. Lucky for you, you've roused my curiosity. What's this all about?
There's an abandoned airstrip approximately 20 miles from your home. Drive there immediately. Do not delay. If you are not there within 2 hours, the window of opportunity will close. Events of great importance are taking place, and I am not a man who is fond of wasting time.
What am I doing? I must be out of my fucking mind. I swear, if this is someone's idea of a prank...
Lieutenant Orion, welcome.
Captain? Hold it. Prove to me that you are Captain Chase. Prove to me that you are my old friend and mentor.
Avarice.
Long time, Captain.
Follow me. We don't have much time.
Where are we headed?
Relax, Lieutenant. Everything will be revealed to you at the appropriate time.
Damn you, sir.
You're still the same cocky son of a bitch I remember serving with on the carrier. I guess some things never change. Hey, Orion.
Welcome, sirs. To pass, I will need your ID and clearance code.
Here's my ID. The clearance code is White Gemini.
Clearance code accepted, sir. You may proceed.
At ease, Private. Orion, come on through. Have a seat, Lieutenant. Would you like some coffee?
Yes, sir. I always loved your personal brews.
Enter voice authorization sample.
Chase. Passcode Apollo Renegade.
Systems accessed.
With all due respect, Captain, may I ask what's going on here?
That's why I brought you here. We need to talk. In accordance with our protocols, I'm going to perform a retina scan. I'll also be taking your fingerprint. This is simply routine. I'll explain why in a moment. Please place your forehead against the device. Okay, now lay your hand on the scanner pad. Using your retina scan and fingerprints, we will be able to produce your ID card. This will grant you access to most areas of the airbase. It also means that you are now a part of the team. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Captain. It's an honor to serve with you again.
It'll be just like old times.
Lieutenant O'Ryan?
Sir?
I'm First Lieutenant Turner. I'm working alongside Chase on this project as backup. Heard a lot about you.
Pleased to meet your acquaintance, Lieutenant.
I've been assigned to prep you for this mission. So, with the captain's permission, I'm sitting in on the briefing to get an idea of what we're up against. And also to get to know you a bit better.
His record is top. Just like yours, O'Ryan. You two should make a good team. Now then. This is classified information regarding one of our past missions. 5 years ago, we attempted to put a stop to the plans of a madman. Please read through the information. Orion let out a long sigh. His thoughts had to be the same thing going through our minds. Could we really stop Brutus? This time.
So we're going in to get the agent back?
Correct. You in or out?
Seems like there's a lot more than me at stake here. I'm in.
Excellent. I have someone who will brief you further on your mission. Private Echo, please inform the Colonel that we are ready for him. Come in, Colonel. Orion, this is Colonel Trask. He will be our intel advisor on this operation.
Greetings, Lieutenant Orion. Your reputation precedes you.
As does yours, Colonel.
Orion, you're being involved in a highly covert takedown and rescue mission. I will be overseeing the project from here. All of our intel tips are coming from the Colonel, so now is your chance to ask him any questions before we send you in. Colonel, it's all yours.
This project has two mission objectives. First, to find out if the agent on the original cloning malice project was killed or not. If he's alive, get him out of hostile territory and bring him back to us. Second, to disable Julius's operations. That's your job.
Wait, so you guys don't even know if he's alive?
You've been in the Air Force a long time now, Lieutenant. You should know better than anyone else that even federal resources are limited to what the President and his people decide to give us.
This is the same issue we had last...
That was over 5 years ago, Orion. You'd be amazed how much our technology has improved since then.
Yes, sir. What are the strategic plans?
Julius has kept his operations well hidden. You'll be launching from here and will approach the south coast of an island where his base is housed. The USS Nimitz will be deployed to provide you with ground support should you need to replenish your resources. However, the carrier will not be assisting you tactically. Once you get to the island, destroy the training grounds. This will ensure that Julius can't train any more soldiers. At least he can't use any methods we're aware of. Next, destroy anything else you are ordered to. Our goal is to take out as many buildings as we can to bring Julius down to his core.
What about the actual facility?
The cloning facility? Leave that. After we're positive you've taken out as many resources as are necessary, we're going to send in the Marines to secure the facility and carry out phase two of the mission. Getting the agent out of there.
I sure hope he's alive.
Your job is to drop a trigger-activated bomb onto the facility. Once we have everything we need, the bomb will be activated, and any evidence that something happened there will be wiped clean off the map. After you drop the bomb, your job is over. You'll be landing on Nimitz and will be brought back here.
Talk about covert.
About that. I want you to keep a couple things in mind. These people are serious. Julius doesn't have human soldiers anymore. All of these soldiers have been genetically engineered to enhance their reflexes, stamina, and situational awareness. All this without drugs. What I mean, Lieutenant, is that they won't get tired, but you will. Do not let your guard down.
Understood, Colonel. I'm assuming you can't fly a chase chopper to watch my ass, right?
Correct. Due to the nature of this mission, we're sending in minimal resources. We can't risk Julius noticing us before we break the 150. The Nimitz will be there on standby if you need her. She's also equipped with a refuel tanker, in case you're in a situation that prevents you from flying back to the carrier.
Better than nothing. How does he grow these things?
They're all surrogates.
So they weren't recruited?
No. They aren't even born from surrogate mothers. They literally come from bottles in his lab. They're all conditioned to protect his goal. His dream of becoming the sole world power and bending everything to his will. If he succeeds, it will be the end of the United States, England, China, you name it.
What are we doing with them once the facility has been secured?
That's not my department.
If I had things my way, I'd screw diplomacy and kill them all for fucking with our agent.
The future of the world depends on the success of this mission. This is what you have been training for, Orion, and I am confident that you will succeed. God bless America. And Orion, good luck.
Thank you, sir.
That will be all. Tomorrow you will be prepped for your mission. Turner will assess your abilities and make sure that you're ready. The night is our best friend, so you'll be leaving the night after at midnight. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 0700 hours to get briefed on the evaluation. For now, stand down. Dismissed.
See you tomorrow, Orion.
If you're done playing with the door, come on in. Woods, good to see you.
You too, Captain.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Turner, hi.
Were you up thinking about babes and airplanes, Orion? Doesn't look like you're an early riser.
Forgive me, Captain. All this is happening pretty fast.
Sit down, Orion. You should learn to loosen up a little. This is going to be a stressful mission. Laugh now and then. Now then, as we said yesterday, Turner is going to prep you. I have other things to tend to right now which are more important than lecturing you. I will be your host during the simulation tests, but Turner will let you know how they work.
Got it.
Good luck, gentlemen.
You're going through the same test I went through. The test will consist of two stages, a speed test and an ACM and dogfighting test. In the speed test, you'll be put up against any number of opponents. Your goal is to complete 3 laps before they do. We'll lay out the course for you and tell you what course you should be flying throughout the session. At the end of each race, you'll be awarded points equal to the number of craft that were racing you. So, for instance, if you place first against 3 aircraft, you'll be awarded 3 points. You won't be able to progress until you get 20 points or more.
What happens if I don't come in first?
Your losses won't count against you. We only consider your wins. Once you score 20 points in the racing simulation, you'll be in the ACM simulation. Here you'll be put up against any number of opponents. Your goal is to be the last aircraft flying. You only get points if you come out alive. Remember that. We total your score at the end, not during the match. We don't give a shit if you shoot down some aircraft and then get your ass kicked. You have to be the lone survivor.
Understood.
Oh, one more thing. Depending on what kind of mood the captain is in, he may ask you to land during the simulations. We want to be sure you can fly her and also lay her down gently. I realize how that sounded after it came out. It's early. Anyway, if you do successfully land, you'll be awarded 3 points on top of your score. You may be penalized for an unsuccessful landing, though. So pay attention. Right, that's all I have to say. Let me get the captain and show you the console room. Captain Chase? Yeah, we're done here. Should I take him to console and get him started? Yes, sir. We're on our way. He's waiting for us. Follow me.
Please log in the information requested.
Orion, everything you see here is code word classified. This little gig is called the Falcon Console. We use it to test and train pilots who want to join our team. Or, in your case, people who are asked to join our team. The following simulations have been designed to give you a real-life feel. The problem we had with previous simulations was the pilots knew they were not the real deal. To solve that, these sims have been equipped with the latest advances in force feedback and gravity simulation. This will make it as close to real as possible without having to worry about the regulators stepping in to sue us.
Holy shit.
Yep. So don't be surprised if you come out bruised. Naturally, we've toned it down some, but you'll still get a taste of what you'll feel in real life if you make too tight of a turn or your G's go too quickly. As Turner told you, I'll be your host during these sims. Turner, you're dismissed. Get out.
Yes, sir.
Orion, we have only 16 hours before you leave. In that time, you need to be done with this bullshit and also be rested enough to fly alert on your mission. Protocol dictates that we put everyone through this test. Unfortunately, I don't make the rules. I've allocated 6 hours for both tests. That's 3 hours per test. Let's get started. Oh, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Race 1.
All right, I should be back. The aircraft is, it is powering up. And I think I'll skip this. All right. This is another cutscene. I don't really care, but... Actually, I think I skipped something. Oops. Wait a minute. Okay.
Apollo to Blaze. You have a green light. The mission is a go. Repeat, the mission is a go. You may now begin your ascent.
Roger, Apollo. Blaze out.
Sector A1.
Wait,
someone's just locked onto...
Okay, now let's go ahead and take off.
6 feet.
You have completed the race with a time of 10 seconds.
Hey, what?
Racer 2 came in second. Orion got his ass kicked. Race 1. Another loss, Orion? You're not filling me with confidence here. Your score is 0 out of 20.
Main mech low start.
Okay.
Race 2.
Sector A1.
Uh-oh, someone's just locked onto us. Stay alert.
5 feet.
Let's go ahead and rise a little bit.
330 feet.
I'm gonna, let's see.
823 feet.
Hit G. And we're gonna
1,442 feet.
Alright, now let's go ahead and go.
2,672 feet.
Because this is a race after all.
632 feet.
Let's keep going up.
10,156 feet. 13,846 feet. 44.
Alright, now I turn.
56. 50, 62, 70, 85, 85, 65, 67, 89, 90, 102.
All right, that was a turn to the right.
Heads up, there's a missile coming for us.
109.
That's the computer trying to stop me.
Sector B1.
But that's okay.
Heads up, there's a missile coming for us.
125.
Heads up, there's a missile coming for us.
136.
All right. Where's the next turn? Come on.
150, 183. 185, 147, 107, 76, 53.
Here we go. All right. So...
33,386 feet. Airspeed 1,303.5 knots. Engine speed 40,000 RPM.
Alright, so I'm going at maximum speed. Cruising
40, 50, 62, 82, 100.
I really wish that you could do this in multiplayer. That would be so much fun.
Sector B1.
Alright, so just continuing here. Now,
status.
Spike.
While racing, you can hit tab and hit P.
You are in first place.
Yeah, so... the computer has...
110, 140, 170.
The computer is not gonna beat me. Because I am human and they are not.
187, 150, 180, 87, 70, 56.
Here we go. Dumb computer players.
Shit, Orion, back away!
Oh, I'm alright.
42, 62, 82, 100.
I think I'm going up, actually, but that's okay. Let's go ahead.
51,638 feet. 49,821 feet.
There we go. Now to avoid...
110, 141.
Okay, you're almost done. Now, show me how well you can land this thing. I'll meet you on the ground.
178. Status.
Okay, this is going to be the tricky part, because I am not very good at landing, and if I don't land, I may just end this. So I'm going to track this, so I hit tab, and I'm going to hit T.
Landing beacon at 4 o'clock, 17.2 miles closure. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Status: landing beacon at 12 o'clock, 14.3 miles closure, and 63,734.4 feet below sector A1.
Now,
status.
What I have to do, apparently to land, you can't be going very fast, and your angle of attack has to be greater than negative 30, but you still have to be descending. And of course, you can check that by hitting N.
Zero.
Alright, so let's...
stat landing beacon at 12 o'clock, 12.4 miles closure.
Alright.
4,000.
Actually,
sector A1.
Let me slow down because I'm running out of fuel. And that beep is getting obnoxious. Let's go up a little bit.
Step landing beacon at 12 o'clock, 4.9.
Alright, I'm gonna...
12 o'clock.
There we go.
Airspeed 800.
Okay. So I'm gonna get relatively close to it. And... well, let's see.
Step landing beacon at 4 o'clock, 1 miles closure.
Alright, let's slow down.
The engine integrity doesn't look too good. We won't be able to hang out here for much longer.
Yeah. Okay.
Stat landing beacon at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock. 4 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Stat landing beacon at 1 o'clock. 2.2 miles closure. And 66.
Alright, now.
66,808 negative 8. 66,600 status airspeed. 66,339 feet. 65,972 feet.
Orion, we're too loose.
Step 4.
Level out.
62,733 feet. 98,119. 150. 112. 77.
Why isn't that?
Stat landing beacon at 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Status.
Okay, so my angle of attack has to be less than negative 30.
0. Status. Landing beacon at 11 o'clock. 0.4 miles closure and 60. Airspeed 500.
Let's slow down a little bit. Now.
Stat. Landing beacon at 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
So what? Oh, come on.
Race 2. Another loss, Orion? You're not filling me with confidence here. Your score is 1 out of 20.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Press escape to back out of any menu.
Okay.
Pressing home or end will exit.
Okay, that is not fair because my engine exploded. Because I guess if you have your afterburners on for too long, it does that. And good grief. So yeah, I'm not very good at landing, but I will make my way through this, and then I will come back when it comes time to the deathmatch part. Unless, of course, you guys just want me to skip directly to the mission, which I can do, but I would have to play through all of this and not record it, and anyway, that was my terrible attempt to land. I was actually getting really, really close, but my engine failed. Oh, well. Anyway, I think that will do. So, until next time, you guys take care.